Hello, everybody. It's Michael Marsolek here at Montana Public Radio. I'm speaking with Michael Legg. Michael is the artistic director of the Montana Repertory Theater, the theater based at the University of Montana, a production of The War of the Worlds, the 1938 radio script and the original, based on the original novel by H.G. Wells, and of course made famous by Orson Welles, is being presented around the state of Montana and coming up with some more shows in Missoula and a great radio broadcast. First of all, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here.
You just got off the road. The show's been touring quite a bit. You had some shows early in the run in Missoula.
Yes.
And then went on the road for a bit. Where have you been?
Yeah. We're about two-thirds of the way through the production, I believe. We had a week here in Missoula performances, and then we hit the road on Monday. We went first to Plains. It's one of our favorite places to go. There's an amazing woman there named Jean Morrison who sponsors us every year, who really believes that the rep should come to Plains and the people there should see the shows that we bring, which is nice. And then from there, we drove all the way out to Billings. We did a show at the Alberta Bear Theater, which has been a longtime partner of ours. And then from Billings, we drove to Lewistown, which was a great show because it's in cooperation with the Kiwanis Club there. It's their big fundraiser. And so a lot of the money that they raise from us coming in goes to local scholarships and back into the community, which is really nice. And I just got back from Lewistown about an hour and a half ago.
And you've got a show coming up at the Myrna Loy, too, in Helena, I
Correct.
Believe.
Yeah. We do a weekend here in Missoula, a few more shows. Then we go back out on the road on Monday. We go to the Myrna Loy in Helena on Monday. We have a day off on Tuesday, and then we drive to Butte, and we'll be playing at the Motherlode on Wednesday evening, and then back to Missoula for our last performances.
Right, and we're going to broadcast one of those nights, a special evening on February 7th. That's an 8 o'clock show on Montana Public Radio. And Michael, when I discovered and you discovered that you're doing this great radio production as a theater production, of course, the idea of doing it on the radio came around really quickly for us, and we're very excited to be able to broadcast that.
Us too, yeah.
But when I was talking with your director and your sound designer, talking about just the creative idea of how this show came together to be something that's really very contemporary and very important in today's world, but it's also, you're presenting a theatrical presentation of a radio show or of
yes.
a radio drama. So talk a little bit about this show. And I think a lot of people know some of that history of the big scare when the original broadcast happened.
But, you know, we designed it to sort of be both experiences, and we hope people are going to take part in both. It's, you can sit in your living room or in your car on that Friday night and listen to it in much the same way that people listened to it when it first came out in 1938. But if you come and sit in the theater and watch, there's an entirely separate sort of story on top of that. Even though we're using only the original 1938 radio text, you know, I was very interested, and Caitlin, the director, was very interested in how that story reflects, you know, today, what's happening in 2020. And it's, you know, it's funny you mentioned the panic, because I read a lot about it as I was preparing for the show. And, you know, there's differing opinions about what the level of panic actually was. There was a really interesting article on Slate that talked about how actually the reason that we think that there was a lot more panic than there actually was is because, you know, we were only, 30 years into the advent of commercial radio. And so the newspapers were really mad because they had lost a lot of advertising to radio during the Depression. And so the newspapers really latched onto this story and pushed it as a way of saying, oh, look, radio can't be trusted. They're pushing fake news on you, and you need to trust the newspapers, not the radio, as your source of what's going on in the world. And, you know, if anything resonates today, maybe that resonates pretty well today.
Right, indeed. Well, talk about a little bit about the mission of the Rep, which I know is to have, you've got this home base and a wonderful draw of students and talent here at the University of Montana, but you also have a mission to continue to tour Montana and to get these shows so that they're not only a production here at the Montana Theater, for example, on campus, but you can pack this thing up and you can go to the Myrna Loy or the Motherlode Theater and do a show.
Yeah, it's really important to us. You know, when we look back at what the original mission of the Rep was, it was to tour Montana. It wasn't to tour the entire country. And, you know, it's interesting that we're talking about it now because, you know, we recently lost Bo Brown, who was our founding artistic director, back in December, and we're actually dedicating this show to him. And one of the ways we're dedicating not only this show but this season to him is to say, actually, you know, we want to keep our resources here at home rather than tour this thing out to towns in Alabama and Florida and Texas and all the places the rep was going. Let's see how many cities that we can take things to here in Montana. And not only that, but let's figure out how we can take everything we do, our entire four-show season, on the road as much as we can. And that felt right and important to us to sort of rededicate ourselves to this state and making sure that everybody here has access to the arts and access to theater.
Well, you mentioned Plains and Gene Morrison, but there's lots of presenting partners that have already been cultivated. But I imagine other places would love to have you as well. How are you cultivating those new locations?
Well, we're taking a look at how we produce. The show traditionally had been, and War of the Worlds is presented in the Montana, which is a 500-seat theater, which is huge. And there are only so many venues in the state presently that can handle that. Even at Plains, we perform that in the high school gymnasium, which is a lot of fun. But we're looking, next year, the show that we do in this slot next year, we're going to sort of scale down, not the quality, but the production, so that it'll fit in a lot more places. And as I've been touring around the state, I've been stopping at a lot of venues that have, 75, 100-seat theaters or smaller. And we're how can we sit down in those? We have to rethink what we call a theater space and a venue so that we can reach as many places as we can.
I just heard of a new presenter in Belt, Montana with a remodeled 108-seat theater. So put that on your list.
Yeah, done. There's a new place in Hamilton that I've been hearing about. There are places all over the state that are on my radar now that weren't before.
We're talking about the production of War of the Worlds presented by the Montana Repertory Theater. There'll be performances this weekend in Missoula, February 1st, a matinee at 2 and a 7:30 evening performance. And then back in Missoula, Thursday, February 6th, and February 8th at 7:30 p.m. The final show is a matinee on February 9th in Missoula at 2. And there's also shows in Helena and Butte as part of the tour still coming up as well.
Not too late to get tickets there.
Great. And Michael, maybe just a closing thought about what's it like to put something together that, working with a script that's so old, obviously there's contemporary threads through it. But talk about that. You often in the world of theater are bringing something from a different time to life.
Yeah.
But this is different because obviously media and radio was very different back then too.
Sure. But, different, yes, but also similar. I think, stories are universal. Stories are timeless. And this idea of what would we do as a society if things started to fall apart? It's a question we're probably asking ourselves on the daily right now, is how would we react if the world and the life that we knew changed radically? It's a story that was scary and relevant in 1938, but it's relevant today. These things come back around, and that's what I'm after, with the rep, is what are the stories that are universal, that still speak to the human experience? And I think you can find those in plays that were published in 1938 and plays that were written yesterday, and we want to do the range.
Well, the Martians will be landing and a number of other dates and cities coming near you.
Correct.
Once again, for the full schedule, you can go to montanarep.com. I've been speaking with Michael Legg, the artistic director of Montana Rep. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to having a radio broadcast once again, 8 o'clock on Friday, February 7th on Montana Public Radio as well.